Hamish and Andy driving you home. Very excited to have him in the studio. Of course, one of the three crew heading up Santo and Sam and Ed's Cup Fever on SBS. Thanks for coming in, Santo. Hey,
thank you very much. And I'm glad you said it with the exclamation mark at the end. Cup Fever.
You bet.
Because it's one of the few shows I think we've ever done that's had an exclamation mark in it.
Doesn't quite work.
That had dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. I think you were all lowercase sometimes the panel too. Sometimes shows when they're on shaky ground have a question mark after them. Like, well, I tell Yasmin's you, getting married. Yeah, I don't know. Sure. Will she?
That question mark almost made a comeback when Australia got knocked out of the World Cup, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny. We were in England for the start of the World Cup. Obviously, it is huge over there. But getting back here, it seems like the whole country has got into the world game, even though we're not in it anymore.
The funny thing was, when we were in England, we noticed just the different way the media treats the World Cup teams. And I've never been in another country for a World Cup before. And one thing you guys are doing on the show, which is great, is finding the French newspapers and the English newspapers.
Yeah.
Like, in England, the headline was, can this squad make up for 44 years of agony? Yeah. Like, that's how they view, they expected their team to win the World Cup. In Australia, the view is very much like, we're so proud of you, honey. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the way we treated the Socceroos was like, you know, hey, you want to be a break dancer, honey, as long as you're off drugs and happy and healthy, you know, it was like raising a kid. Whereas in England, it's like, you will be a brain surgeon. Yes. We are sending you to medical school. I don't care what you want to do. You will make your mother and father proud.
The pressure is on.
What country has the most vicious press, do you reckon?
I've been going through the Italian press, and that's pretty good at the moment. Yeah. That's pretty good at the moment. They've gone all out.
Well, you're a soccer lover from way back.
Yeah.
I mean, was doing this show really a chance to, you know, fool your wife and family into making it your job, so to speak, to watch as much soccer as possible?
I didn't. You know what? I couldn't even think of a ploy. I just told them, get out of the house. I don't want to just, you know what? I think there are cheap flights to Fiji. Off you go.
Yeah. Or did you just say to Rob and Tom back at Working Dog, look, you guys got to do fishing on a river somewhere. Yeah. I get to do soccer. That's the deal.
Exactly.
The commentary you've also concentrated on.
I love the commentary. It's just that, you know, you guys have just been to England. Did you go visit Shakespeare's house and stuff like that? You know, any of that?
No. We went to Ripley's, believe it or not. Some I believed, some I knotted.
The English pride themselves on English. I mean, English is a good language.
It's got
much more words, bigger vocabulary than any other language, and it's used quite nicely. So the commentary, let's say last night for David Villa's goal, when he scored for Spain, was quite nice.
Well, we've got it here.
That's a goal.
David Villa's done it. He was quite excited.
He's done it. He's paid to go and kick goals. He did one.
But the Spanish, they don't need as many words.
Was that an ad for Visa at the end?
That's the way they say Via. Okay, so this is what he said. Tiki, 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 tiki. Goal. 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 For a long more day.
Yeah.
De España.
For Spain.
And then goal. Visa, visa, visa. Visa. And that was it.
Word count, that's 8. It. Total airtime, 9 hours.
And that's the same moment.
That's exactly the same moment.
So, you've got to stick around. We've got a bit of a test for you. We want to test your soccer knowledge straight after this.
I mean, you have sacrificed sleep for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. By the way, it's not called soccer. It's called football. Not only is it not called football, it's called the beautiful game.
More with Santa Gelara after this. Hey, Richard Andy.
I thought that was jelly wrestling.
BB.
Hey, Richard Andy, driving you home from McDonald's New Family Dinner Box. Still joined the studio by Santo Chilara, of course, Working Dog, and Santo, Sam and Ed's Cup Fever. Mm. Santo, we wanted to test you on your knowledge, and anyone can play along in your cars or at home on this one, because it's as good a guessing game, I'd imagine.
No.
Sorry,
use all your powers of cunning and reasoning here.
Mm. I'm getting nervous here. This is
it's explorer real test. Or football player.
Oh.
Now, obviously, you'd be up to date with current squads and current explorers. Not that there are many left these days. Very tough to explore anything these days. So I've taken them from all of history.
Okay, yes, I like that.
Santa. Now, obviously, this being a radio quiz, we need a correct and incorrect sound effect.
Yes.
The incorrect sound effect will be the vuvuzela. Yep, and that's Andy playing it softly because I want the loud vuvuzela to be the correct sound effect. That's triumphant.
Oh, so it's the same.
It's the same. We've only got one for Vizela, but I want soft for incorrect and loud for correct. Okay. Does sound more disappointing.
No, yeah, soft. You're right.
All right. So, I mean, I probably could have found a bell or something, but I like the multi-purpose for Vizela.
I like it.
Okay, Ham, go for the first one.
Wilson Piazza, player or explorer?
Are you saying current player?
He might be current. He could be from any time. I will say he has played at an international level. I'm not just going to go, my dad went to high school with a guy who played football.
Because I did know a guy called Adrian Piazza who did play with me. Okay. I would say explorer.
Unfortunately.
Who did he play for?
He played for Brazil in 1970.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You knew your football, Santo. All right.
Oh, but apparently he found a pub that no one had discovered in Rio in 73.
He invented piazzas. Yeah. Okay, next contestant, Francesco de Almeida.
I would say player.
Portuguese explorer.
You know who's laughing right now? Liz Murray. He's going, yes.
So this is our soccer expert that we've got. Okay. Roy Chapman Andrew.
I would say explorer.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
From America. He was an explorer. Last one.
A chance to draw, which is a win for New Zealand.
New Zealand for win. Frank Van Hutum.
I would say he's a player.
And that is correct. Yeah. And speaking of New Zealand, not only is he a player, he was in the 1982 squad and he was their backup goalkeeper. Does Santo know his football?
Totally. Certainly does.
Is there a penalty shootout now? What happens?
The proof is in the pudding tonight, 10 p.m. on SBS, Santo Sam and Ed's Cup Fever.
Yeah, and then we take a 2-day break because there's no football on, and then we go back to 8:30 till the end of the Cup.
Two days off. You've only done 21 shows in a row.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
It's a pleasure, guys.